I suppose the first question, the disappointment, such an effort put in, must have been horrendous on the pitch with the heat.
Yeah, it was very, very warm out there, Liam. Serious effort from everyone, team and backroom and extended panel members there all year. No one could be faulted in their effort and energy that they brought to it. It's just we didn't apply ourselves, I suppose, properly in the first quarter of the game and gave ourselves a bit of an uphill battle that we couldn't pull back, really.
Yeah, 11 points is a lot to pull back, isn't it?
Yeah, we kind of got it back to maybe 3 or 4.
Got back to 2, actually.
2 at one stage.
Yeah, started the second half, yeah.
And it was always kind of, if we could get back to 2 or 1, I felt maybe we could make the next step. But look, Clare were very good on the day. They had their homework done. The mistakes on our part probably gave them an opportunity to get that far ahead too. So what do you do? Game's done now. You can't go back.
And it's one of those games that small margins decide. You know, Rory could add a goal and then the ball went down the other end and we're stuck in the net.
Stuck in the net, yeah.
Those kind of margins.
Small margins, and I mentioned mistakes as well. Game was full of them from our part and probably more so in the first quarter as well, and just like I said, it's just giving the advantage that they needed.
Yeah. And we could never get within 3. We got within 3 near the end and then the bloody goal went in, and then it was, you know, heartbreak after that. And I know you were tired coming off, understandable. It must have been horrendous out there to try and keep going, was it?
Yeah, exceptionally.
I know it was the same for them.
Exceptionally warm. We probably talked about that a lot during the week, and I suppose when you're boxing clever at certain periods of the game, but when you're out there and it's full tilt, I mean, that's the last thing that you're thinking about. You're just going as hard as you can for as long as you can, and I know from my point of view, it's probably that's the case. It's just, you know, trying to clock up the miles as best they can and get on the end of runs and stuff. So you just leave it all out there, and however long you're on the pitch, I suppose, and let the next man come in.
You got a chance for a goal and you took it well. You ran through the heart and then took it off your right and hit it really well.
Yeah, probably gave us a little bit of a boost at the time that we needed it. I can't even remember if it was before or after the water break, to tell you the truth, but we got a couple of scores after that as well, and helped us kind of get back into the game and brought back within 5 for half time then as a result.
Yeah, at half time it must have been a little bit easier in the dressing room, because it could have been a different story, but you must have been in a good place coming out at the start of the second half.
Absolutely, yeah, the energy was very good. We felt that we had finished the half very well. There was no, you know, there was no drama in the dressing room at half time. It was literally, look, get back to the things that we're doing well and try to continue that and use that momentum from the first half and carry it through to the second.
You're disappointed, obviously, Dee.
Absolutely gutted.
They were stating the obvious.
Absolutely gutted, yeah. We've come a long way, this group of players and under Davey, and who knows what the next step is. But yeah, no, look, there was, as with all times you get knocked out of the championship, you know, we had a goal at the start of the year, and this certainly wasn't. We wanted to go further than this, so, you know, very, very disappointing.
Little consolation that we're involved in arguably the 2 best games of the season so far.
Yeah, maybe so. I suppose we don't look at it that way. We might have been involved in arguably the 2 best games, but we came out on the losing side of both of them, which is disappointing. So, look, what do? You dust yourselves down, lads.
Back with the club now, the 8th of August.
Yeah, lads, go back to the club and try put in a couple of really good performances with them. And I suppose over the next couple of days, you know, the focus changes again to the club action. So, we look forward to that and try put our shoulder to the wheel for the club now from the next couple of weeks, I suppose.
But you'd have to give Clare some credit as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, as I said, they did their homework very well, and you know, kind of position themselves on the pitch where we couldn't get away at times for puckouts and stuff. So, absolutely did, and took their scores very well. And look, they're a really good hurling team, very clever players there. And, you know, they'll take beating down the road too, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, listen, appreciate you talking to me. Dee, it's not so easy, and the best of luck with the club when it starts back in.
Thanks very much.
Into the senior ranks now.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah.